You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound Monday Night Football is coming to Cleveland on November the 30th when the Browns face the Ravens at First Energy Stadium, and you could join the Browns captains on the field before the kickoff for the official coin toss. All you have to do to enter for your chance to be an honorary coin toss captain is share your first and 10 story by Monday, November the 23rd, and tell us how you volunteer in your community by using the hashtag Give10 on Twitter or Instagram, or by submitting your first and 10 story on clevelandbrowns.com/community. That's clevelandbrowns.com/community. Pretty cool opportunity there. Also pretty cool when we bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, and we do a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
All right, guys, our first on Fact or Fiction. Johnny Manziel will make it through uninjured for the Browns' final six games.
I'll go first on every question, Nathan, just to be clear. And I'm going to go simply because it is the Cleveland Browns and it is the quarterback position. I'm going to say fiction. And as much as I want him to be healthy and finish and see as much as I can in these final six games, I just don't think it's a reality.
I'm going to say fact.
Yes.
Johnny Manziel is going to do it. He's going to play the six games, and I think he's going to play better than people expect. But I do think at the end of the season, there will still be some question as to whether or not he is able to be your guy headed into the 2016 season.
It's going to make for an interesting offseason, that's for sure.
Fact yes. Or fiction.
Andrew Hawkins and Joe Hayden should sit the rest of the season after both suffered two concussions in a three-week span.
Will most people think they should? Yes. But I was
you?
Asked this question. Say fiction. It's football. Get out and play. Sorry.
I would say in the case of both Joe Hayden and Andrew Hawkins, it's a serious thing, something that you've got to weigh. Now, we remember last year we saw Jordan Cameron have those multiple concussions in a short period of time, and then he came back and has not had any issues so far with that down in Miami. So I think it's up to each individual. If there was one that I would be more inclined to sit out, it would be Andrew Hawkins, given his age and just given the absolute brutality of that hit from Jarvis Jones at the goal line there. And I saw a look in his eye that I have not seen in many players' eyes as he was walking back to the locker room. So that would be one that would probably be a little bit more concerning to me than Joe Hayden. Now, Joe Hayden does have to sit down. The good news with that would be that you'd get him back fully healthy for next season. Not only that, you'd get an opportunity to see some of these young guys that we would like to see a little bit more of going forward. I just think it's a little bit bigger than football, and given that where we are in this season, I would rather have them err on the side of caution for their own personal health and well-being than go out there and get into harm's way unnecessarily.
Fact or fiction.
Running back Duke Johnson has been the Browns' best rookie of the season.
I'm going to say fact, and stating that and it being a fact in my mind, I'm still wanting more. I want more Duke. Give me more Duke.
More Duke. Feed the Duke.
He has definitely been the best Browns rookie this season. That's a fact. I do want to see more of him. I would even find it interesting, and I think it's something you could do over these final six games, is go into one game where you're like, you know, Wilbur Montgomery kept saying yesterday he doesn't have that bell cow guy. I would go for a game where you let Crow be the bell cow. I'd even want to see a game where Duke is the bell cow and see if he can touch the ball 20 times week in and week out and see what kind of production you get out of it.
Yep.
We just haven't had those opportunities for these guys. And, I mean, the Browns still sit without a 75-yard rushing performance from an individual for the entire season.
I still can't believe that.
Fact.
Crazy.
Or fiction.
By the way, bell cow is one of my favorite words on this show. Love it.
It is a good word.
It's a good word, man.
It is a good word.
Improving the run defense is the Browns' biggest need of improvement in this time leading up to Baltimore.
I would say yes. I believe it to be fact, and the reason why, if you look at the teams ahead of us or in those six football games, ultimately – the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have to run the football if they don't have to, but they would want to with D'Angelo Williams. We're going to see Justin Forsett. We're going to see Marshawn Lynch. We're going to see, what was it, Chandrick West? Is that his name in Kansas City? And you know, they still don't like to throw the football all that much with Alex Smith there. So we're going to see teams that like to run the football, that have to run the football to win those football games on their end. And our ability to limit them, and I don't even want to say stop them, but limit what they do on the ground is a big factor in what will keep us in a football game and allow Johnny Manziel to truly have an opportunity to win games.
Yeah, as I look at this one, I'm going to say it's not the biggest need of improvement.
So fix it.
I think that there's so many ills on the defense that to limit just a run defense is not necessary. I think really for the Browns, I think the key in order to get a real good evaluation of Johnny Manziel and to stay competitive in games and have some balance and look like an NFL offense week in and week out, getting the running game going and the offensive line performing at a high level is probably the most important thing and the biggest need of improvement in these 2 weeks before Baltimore.
Fact or fiction?
Peyton Manning won't play another game in 2015.
I'm going to say fiction, and it's kind of along the same lines of the reason why I don't feel like Johnny Manziel is going to, you know, play every football game throughout the remainder. I just think it's the NFL, a backup's a backup, and at some point, as we saw in Pittsburgh, your backup starts a football game, rolls his ankle, you have to go to that backup, and I would think that the backup in Denver would be Peyton Manning.
I am going to say that it is fiction that he will not play another game this year. He will play. They're going to be in the playoffs. He's going to play. He's not going to just going to go out with this foot injury and not play again. He's going to be. We have not seen the last of Peyton Manning. There's no. I just don't even think it would be right if that was the last game of his career. A ugly, horrible four interception performance where he'd look like he did not belong. I think that'd be a sad way for it to go out. It could, but I'm going to say at this point, until he doesn't play again, I'm going to expect that he will play again for the Denver Broncos.
Fact or fiction?
And wrapping it up, guys, Sunday night's matchup between the Bengals and the Cardinals is going to be a preview of Super Bowl 50.
I believe that to be fiction, and we you know briefly discussed who the final four in the AFC and NFC championships games would be. And I'm going to probably roll with who at up to this point will be the number one seeds in the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That'd be a Super Bowl rematch.
It would. What, 2000?
It would be of a great game.
2003, yeah.
Right.
Wasn't that Janet Jackson?
I think it was, now that you say that.
Is that where your head went immediately, Nathan?
They played Houston, I think.
Constantly that, right, in the gutter,
I would go to Ricky Prohl in that game, Steve Smith, Jake Delhomme. A fantastic football game indeed. I think you can't have a Super Bowl right now without including the New England Patriots from the AFC. So I don't think Cincinnati-Arizona will be a Super Bowl, a preview of the Super Bowl. I don't see Cincinnati getting there. I think it's going to be New England.
No, nobody's buying the Bengals until they win at least one playoff game. Isn't that true?
I think there's
you
that
might have been
too,
buying them
I mean,
prior to Monday night.
I still, yeah. They, I mean,
they played in the last 3 weeks. They played two pretty good defenses, and they put up what 6 points on Houston, and they put up 16 points on Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I do like their defense. It held Pittsburgh to 10. It held the Browns 10. It held the Texans to 10 3 weeks in a row. But I just don't think that's going to be enough against Tom Brady. I think they need to figure out something's going on there with Jeremy Hill, with that running game. A.J. Green is not performing at the level he's used to, and certainly that they're used to with him down in Cincinnati. So I still think that there are a few ills with that team that they're going to have to work on and get figured out.
All right, guys, and that is
fact or fiction
for this week.
All right, Dino, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our final thoughts here. On this Thursday, the players have gone. CBD goes on. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.